Chemistry Podcast Test 1. I'm going to practice this on nomenclature. According to my numbers, I've got about 9 minutes. I have to keep a podcast under to get it on my website, and that should be acceptable. So for nomenclature, the first thing you want to do is look at the first ion. So if it's CaCl2, we want to focus on the calcium. If it's something like SO2, we want to focus on the sulfur. If it's Fe, iron nitrate, Fe, we want to focus on that. And so we have to section the periodic chart off three ways. One, you have to find the metalloid line, which is toward the right-hand side. Sometimes it's called the zigzag line or the stair step line, but technically it's called the metalloid line. We use those other words just for a description. Then we look at the far two columns on the left, the alkali and the alkali earth, and those are a separate column. So we have the ones to the far right of the metalloid line, the ones to the far left in the first two columns, and then all the rest are in between. Now we have to talk about these three sections. The ones to the far right, we sort of like those ones. They use prefixes. So we do have to know the prefixes. You could find that on your Quizlet, the mono, di, tri, and so on. And some of those you're familiar with already. I think you all knew tri was 3 before this class even started. And so when we see a compound like CO2, an old standby that we've seen a lot before, we see that there's one carbon and two oxygens in CO2. We see that formula. Well, carbon dioxide. Now, we don't start with the word mono, so it's not monocarbon dioxide, it's just carbon dioxide. Well, then you have a situation where it's CO, and that would be carbon monoxide. And so there we're all set. So PCl5 would be phosphorus pentachloride, P4O10, tetraphosphorus decoxide, and so on and so forth. So when we see that they're both to the right of the metalloid line, we like those ones. You just slap on the prefixes, the charges take care of themselves, and you're all set to go. Now, if it's between the metalloid line and the first two columns, what we have to do then is to use a Roman numeral. And so the old system for this was quite difficult. So for instance, first you had to know the Latin and Greek roots. So it wasn't copper, it was cuprous, which I guess is simple enough. But tin was stannous, lead was plumbic, gold was auric, and there's several others that just didn't quite fit. Iron was ferric, for instance. So then you had to know what the highest and lowest charge was. And it changed for each element. For tin and lead, it's 2 and 4. For copper, it's 1 and 2. For iron, it's 2 and 3. For nickel, it's 2 and 3, and so on. So there was a lot of work there. And then there was the problem of you have chromium and manganese and vanadium and a couple others, that there was more than 2. So it was a mess. So they simplified this with Roman numerals, and while it might not seem the easiest thing, it's a lot simpler than how it used to be done. Anyway, so now we have a compound such as Fe parentheses NO3 parentheses 2. So the first thing is, what I like to do is just write down the ions. We know that iron is in the middle part of the chart. You know there's going to be Roman numerals. There are some exceptions. We'll go over that at the end. So then you have iron parentheses nitrate. Well, we've got to find the charge on the iron. We know the charge on the nitrate. It was one from our ion list. So we know that nitrate is a -1 charge. So we have two nitrates, each with a -1 charge, making it a -2 total charge. That -2 total charge has to be combined with a positive charge that will make the charge of the whole compound equal to 0. Well, there's only one number for that. And so there is a single We know it's a single because it's not Fe2 or anything like that. It was just Fe in the iron nitrate compound. That has to have a plus 2 charge, and that's iron 2 nitrate with a 2 in Roman numerals, not the number 2, but it's got to be in Roman numerals. And if you're having trouble with Roman numerals, I think there's a Quizlet. If not, if you want to write to me, I will add a Quizlet that will show the Roman numerals 1 to 10. Matter of fact, I'm going to make a note of that now. Roman numerals 1 to 10 Quizlet. Okay, and then you just work like that. The exceptions that we talked about, there are the reason we have Roman numerals for iron and lead and tin and a bunch of others, copper, is because there are multiple charges. So some metals do not have a variety of charges with them. Aluminum is always plus 3. So if you have ALF3, you do not have to call it aluminum 3 fluoride. If you do, that's fine. There's no points off. It's acceptable. But ALF3, aluminum fluoride, is fine. The three biggies that their charges do not change is aluminum with plus 3, zinc with plus 2, and silver is plus 1. They don't change. There's a few others. Scandium's always plus 3. Cadmium's always plus 2. A couple others. But those are the biggies. So if you add them in, that's fine. If you don't add them in, that's fine too for those ones. Some people like to add them in all the time because they don't want to mess with exceptions. And they don't want to get confused. And that's fine. So we write out the ions that we see. We look at the one that we know, which is going to be the anion, whether it's a sulfide or a chloride or a nitrate or a sulfate or whatever, and figure out what does the charge on the metal ion have to be. Notice that all those Roman numerals in that section are all metals. And then you just are going to have metal, the metal name, Roman numeral in parentheses, the anion, and they all look the same way. These rules for nomenclature have been changed to make them as standard as possible. The last group are the two columns on the far left side, the alkali and the alkali earths, starting with hydrogen, even though it's not a metal, it gets thrown in there, and the beryllium column. And those ones, they rarely change. Those are in obscure compounds where they are any different from what you learned on the ion lists. And you just put them together. So, SRF2, strontium fluoride. Not difluoride, because strontium is not in the area that needs prefixes, so don't use prefixes. And what I found is students know the rules, they could recite them back, but sometimes they don't always get followed because you think, well, maybe this one's a little different. None of them are different. Just follow the rules, have the courage to stick by those rules, and you'll be naming like a champ in no time. So, something like BaO, barium oxide, not barium monoxide, just barium oxide. KNO3, potassium nitrate. K2O, potassium oxide. And that's it. Those are some examples as well. So you've got practice on your Quizlet, you got loads in your book, you've got some worksheets, so hopefully nomenclature you're going to get down pretty good, which is important because it's something that's used all year. And good luck with that.